Every Thursday, we love to strap on our crash helmet and talk motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how you doing?
I'm looking forward to a break, I must confess.
Christmas is, well, coming up in a couple of days, mate. You're looking forward to it? I imagine you're spending some time with the grandkids?
Yes, I'd love to do that. I'm so burnt out, I think, that I'm almost looking to 2 weeks of isolation. But more importantly, I think people around me are suggesting I have 2 weeks of isolation. Perhaps burning out is affecting others as well. Somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But yes, the grandchildren will play a major part of that.
Can I imagine Christmas morning with the grandkids, perhaps a Scalextric set or something like that in their future? Is that the sort of stuff that you like to get them started on?
Yes. It's got to be cars, hasn't it?
Trucks
or cars or, you know, those sorts of things. But they're not necessarily as captivated by that. They're much more into sort of building things with toys and that than they are necessarily looking. The other thing was, when you were young, didn't a car always look better from the ground, when you were lying on the ground and playing with it, you know, on the floor in at home? And
yeah, that perspective.
Having to get it out from under the lounge, you know. that was my life with Matchbox toys, I think.
I think mine was the same. Now, I mentioned Scalextrics a moment ago. The bigger version of Scalextrics, being the electric vehicles, is what we were going to have a chat about today.
Look, the important point that's coming up here, and I was talking to the Jeff Gwillem, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Victorian Automotive Chamber of Commerce. They have been a very strong lobby force for the industry and for other things as well, including road safety, of which we've had some discussions about as to what really is a good answer. But the point is, I think, you know, they certainly wear their heart on their sleeve as far as the industry is concerned, and they're really making the point that we shouldn't just be saying, you know, let's see how quickly or how many electric vehicles we can sell. We have to maintain them as well. And the great concern is that there is no course at the moment. It's just about to be finalised. And so there's no one studying to be an electrical mechanic at the moment. Now, you know, we've had hybrids for a while and there's that sort of thing, but specialising in that area, which we think will be a much more dominant factor, becomes very, very critical. And so Jeff Gwillem was deeply concerned that we're not backing up our ideals with the systems that we need to keep them going.
That's a really good point. I honestly didn't contemplate the fact that an electric vehicle would be so different that an apprentice at TAFE wouldn't be able to work on it. I just figured that they would be taking parts and sending it off to the manufacturer as opposed to, you know, repairing little bits and pieces.
Well, the thing about it is that the electric vehicles there are running at much greater electric power.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I may have told this story before, but years ago we raced a Prius just in a one-off event to make a point. We had to put a fire extinguisher into it. That was part of the rules of racing it. And, of course, in the past you just drill a couple of holes in the floor. Well, to do that, you needed to make sure that you weren't going to hit something that could not just be a 12-volt shock, but a very serious impact. It's an issue that, you know, you have to start doing. Now, they don't need as much maintenance necessarily, but they need the specific maintenance. And, of course, you still need to do things, perhaps not as frequently as changing brakes. Electric vehicles with their regenerative systems don't use their brakes as much, and that's good. By the way, that's good for pollutioners too. Brake dust is not as much. But the point about it is that they need particular attention and care. And there's quite a few older mechanics, and it's an ageing sort of population, who are saying, well, look, I will do my rest of my career just working on internal combustion engines. That's fair enough. We need the young people coming in that are going to be specialists in this area.
It will be very interesting to see where that ends up. I suppose most of those young blokes are working on their Scalextric sets this Christmas Day, which will be coming up on Saturday. David Brown, as always, thank you very much. And thank you very much for your contribution this year, mate. We really appreciate it. Hope you and the family have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and to you too, mate. It's a pleasure.